Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. One final time here in 2024. Brandon Tamman, we got Derek Jasper, the Troy girls basketball coach, joining us a few minutes. Brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market. Want to thank RNC, Ryan and Megan Grable. Also, Anderson Meats, the Trojans, another big win Tuesday night this week. We also saw them on Friday against Riverside, and it's just been an impressive start, Coach, 4-0, and I guess we'll start with the big win against Valley Falls on a Tuesday. Obviously, it looked like the defense played pretty well and just an overall good win for your team.
Yeah, Valley Falls, pretty young, kind of an inexperienced team. Really did a decent job, though, against us, I thought. 55-11 was the final, and I know that looks bad as far as us blowing them out, but it was really, they did some good things against us. They were the first people to really try to put a junk defense on Harper and keep her from getting the ball, like a box-and-one type deal. So some of our other girls had to step up, and I think Allison Grable and Mackenzie Christensen actually had nice games for us by getting some points in the paint, just 6 and 5 points respectfully. But if we can get some of those points in the paint when people are trying to really keep the ball away from Harper, that's going to help us in the long run. And our defense was solid, especially in the half court. We did a good job forcing some turnovers, but it, unlike in some of our previous games, a lot of those turnovers didn't lead into easy baskets, so we did have to score more with our half court offense. So it was a good little challenge, and I think Valley Falls has a bright future.
Yeah, we talked about Harper and obviously her play through the first couple weeks, earned her as one of our athletes of the week, and we talked about her last week, what she's done. It's obviously there, and anybody can see it. But you mentioned Christensen and Grable, who also provided good minutes for you. It's those other secondary girls that need to play well for you, and obviously you're getting that here early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, Gracie Grable and Allie Franken they're all league-type players, too, and they're going to have to step up big, you know, especially as we talk about Friday night when D-West will do a good job of trying to keep the ball out of Harper's hands. But, you know, we have that other potential, and I know Harper is getting all the headlines and much deserved and well-deserved for that. Her teammates love that. They all repost it and congratulate her and stuff, so we're not having any issues with her getting some of that notoriety because I think we're pretty good chemistry-wise and team-wise. But some of those other girls definitely going to have to step up, and as we go through Christmas break, I think we still have a lot of stuff to work on and get some of those other people more involved.
Well, there's still a lot of time left in the season. It's still very early, not even to the holiday break yet. We'll touch up on Donovan West in a moment. But, again, off to a great start, 4-0. You've been coaching this Troy team for a long time, and you've had some really good teams in years past. How would you kind of stack up this team here in 24-25, you know, how the roster's kind of constructed, maybe to some of your better teams that you've had before?
Oh, yeah, it's been a while to go back to some of those good teams, like state tournament-type teams in the early 2000s. And back then, we also had a star player and good role players around her, and I think that's what we got this year. The problem with us this year is just the lack of numbers and us being able to practice. We're dealing with some sickness this week. We took 9 down to Valley Falls last night because we had some girls sick with fevers and stuff, and that's kind of starting to hit our school. So it's probably a good thing we're almost on break. Hopefully we can kind of get some girls back. But it's just the practice and the lower participation numbers compared to years back in the early 2000s when we would have 25 girls out for basketball. There was plenty of depth, and your JV program was better because you had plenty of people to play JV. That's kind of hurt us here recently, not being able to play like full JV games, not being able to play full schedule, and we're dealing with that again this year because it stunts your program a little bit when those girls don't get action in JV to, you know, as they eventually get up to upperclassmen that gain them that experience. So I think we're a really good team. I think we have a lot to improve on, a lot to work on, and hopefully we can keep this thing kind of rolling.
Well, you get a really kind of good opportunity here to see really where your team is at. You get an undefeated team on Friday, Donovan West, a little bit different feel. Obviously, you guys being in the Northeast Kansas League now, so it's not a league contest here, but very familiar opponents, and a Donovan West team that's just 2 years removed from a state championship. And again, they're off to a good start here in 2024. What stands out about this team as you get ready to play them on Friday?
Yeah, I haven't really seen them play on film or anything, but I've just seen the scores and some really impressive scores. They've played a lot of Northeast Kansas League opponents, and now they're going to play us again. But you're right, though. It is kind of a weird feeling. This is the only time we will play them this year, guaranteed, because not only are we in different leagues now, Donovan West has moved up to Class 2A, and we're still 1A Division 1, so we'd have no chance to see him in the postseason. So really weird. A team sometimes we might play three, even four times. Normally we play them twice in the regular season. This will be our only chance to play them. And I think both teams are looking forward to it. I don't think they've been challenged too much in any of their games, and we need to see where we're at. And they're a great, great team, and they're going to exploit our weaknesses, and we need to know, you know, how they're going to do that so we can improve on that during the Christmas break. So somebody is going to be undefeated going into Christmas break, and that'd be awesome if it was us, but we need this game no matter the result just to kind of see where we're at because they're so talented, and they like to get up and down the floor. They probably like to play at a faster speed than us, so I don't think that shot clock is going to be a problem. We played with a shot clock last night, and we'll play with it again at D West. I don't think that'll be an issue because both teams like to go pretty good and fire up some shots. So should be a great, exciting game. And we haven't won up at their place. We did beat them finally once last year at the end of the season at our place, but we haven't won up at their place for a long time. And they always have a great crowd. It'll be a great atmosphere as we head into Christmas break.
Coach, we'll get you out of here with this. Is if not Christmas being your favorite holiday, what is your favorite holiday?
Oh, 4th of July, for sure, Brandon. Okay. I like fireworks and sun and swimming pools and amongst other things that 4th of July might lead to. So 4th of July for sure, but Christmas probably top thing since that's Jesus' birthday and he's our Savior. So 4th of July would be my next best, though, for sure.
There it is. Derek Jasper, Troy Girls Basketball Coach. Monster matchup here to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. Battle of Unbeatens on Friday as Troy travels to Donovan West. Coach, we always appreciate it. Again, enjoy the holiday. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a Merry Christmas.